So hi, Women Grown Eyes Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Simon from Defocus. Hi, nice to meet you guys.
And we're some questions today about their upcoming album, There Is a Place for Me on Earth. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you guys feel about the response, the announcement so far?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you. Yeah, it's been crazy, like, doing this project. You know, it's our second album, and going into it with, like, you know, the experience that we got from the first one. And yeah, I'm just so excited for people to hear it. We've already released a few songs, and we actually just announced today that we're going to release another single. And I think it's going to be, I don't know, I think it's going to be quite polarizing because it's so different from the first songs we did. And I'm excited to hear or to see the reactions to that song.
Hell yeah. Well, the record fucking rips.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah.
So is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, so the cover artwork is connected to the album title. So we try to find something that really implements the name of the album. But the album itself is really, like, there's a big message behind that. Like, it's not only for a personal thing that I've been looking for quite a long time now, but also for all the people that read the name or that listen to this album, that everybody just comes to know that there is actually a place for everybody on this planet, and you just have to find it somehow.
Yeah, I like that message a lot. Hell yeah. So can you guys tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album?
Yeah, so the writing process for this album was pretty interesting because on the first record, we kind of knew what we were going for, and we had, like, these specific songs in mind, and we wrote them and produced them how we wanted. But for the second record, our approach was a little bit different because I personally wanted to have, like, a few songs ready, or, like, at least in, like, a demo stage, you know, and to know, like, just lay out everything in front, all the material that we've got, to, like, demo it to a certain point and then choose from, like, a whole pool of, like, I don't know, like 30 songs or so, to choose which songs we want and which ones make sense in a, you know, in an album context. Mm-hmm.
So how did you go from 30 songs to the record?
Yeah, so the thing is, we have our own little Discord channel that where we, like, organize everything, and we have, like, you know, we have, like, a song for every demo that we did. And you know, it was kind of a natural progress to me, at least, because we've had all these demos, and, you know, we were naturally working on the demos that we already had in mind. Okay, they would sound very good in a context. So we've had a few demos for, you know, like, songs that didn't make it, and we've kind of made it to a point where you can know where, you know, where this is going to. But we've also continued with other ideas that we thought, okay, this will probably fit better in an album context, and it's much more, like, fun to us, you know. We have you know, like, different influences on the album that we didn't have before on the first record. Like, I think you can hear, like, some electronic or hip-hop influences here and there. Mm-hmm. And we really like to know, you, like, explore these directions, and it was also fun to us to, like, to create. And we thought, yeah, this is going to be on the record. And I think when it came down to the decision which songs we want, I think we were pretty much all on the same page. Okay, these, I don't know, 9 or 10 songs. I don't know how much they are.
But 10 songs.
Yeah, 10 songs. We have to go with these 10 because,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, because, like, it sounds like such a big question, but it was actually pretty easy to make this decision to say, okay, like, let's go with that song. Okay, we kick that one off. It sounds like a pretty, like, tough question, but it felt, at least for me, it felt like it wasn't that bad for us to make those decisions.
Yeah, we always like to ask because sometimes, you know, there's an interesting story where it's like that there was a metaphorical battle to the death over a song or something because trying to get a band to agree on one thing can prove to be impossible. But you know, you mentioned these newer influences, these electronic, these hip hop influences on the record. Curious, like anybody you guys want to name by name that influenced those newer sounds?
Oh man. I mean, for me, there's a band from the US called From Joy, and they are totally crazy. Like, you know, they have like this super extremely aggressive, energetic sound, but somehow they can mix that with like a more ambient electronic breakcore sound, which you probably won't think like does fit together, but somehow they make it work. And it's just, you know, they have like these super heavy aggressive parts, but they also have like these super soft parts. And for me personally, that was something that I wanted to achieve as well, right? So make the heavier parts like more energetic and like more fast paced, but you know, the soft parts more memorable, for example.
Absolutely.
For sure. Makes sense. So what song off this album took the longest to write, and which one is each of your own personal favorite?
Ooh. I mean, the personal favorite question, we talked about that yesterday, I guess it was Jeff. So like for me, it definitely is the single that we've just announced today, Don't Let It Hurt Me, that will be out on the 29th of February. Because like in the whole album context, this is kind of the core, the heart of the album, like the main song for the message that should be presented. And at the same time, it's one of those songs that Jeff mentioned, which is like going to a new direction, which you weren't able to hear on the last album. And so therefore, I would definitely go with Don't Let It Hurt Me.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it changes like every week, I guess. I think last week my favorite was Consumed by You because it has like these nu metal kind of influences that I personally didn't think would work out this well, but last week I played this like over and over. But I think this week and for the announcement, I would say Don't Let It Hurt Me as well, because you know, it's such a good sing along for me, and I hope people, you know, like also catch that. But also like the experience behind that song, like we've shot a music video on Iceland last week, and that was also like a pretty, you know, like surreal experience for me to like travel to another country and shoot a music video. Like I've never imagined like doing anything close to that, and just for that experience, it's a special place in my heart for this song.
Fucking
Hell
awesome.
yeah.
And the longest to write off the record.
Oh yeah, the longest to write off the record. I mean, technically, Crooked Mind, because it was like, because technically it was 80% there, and I've had this song for like almost 3 years on my hard drive without doing anything to it. And just like revisiting all like the old demos that I had, we were thinking, okay, now it's the time for that song. So technically that's the song that took the longest. But like in this writing process, oh man, I think,
Well,
what
how
do you
about,
think?
I mean, yeah, like I was just thinking because like there are some more songs like Crooked Mind that have been laying around for quite a long time, at least, for example, the chorus of Hybrid Anthem or something.
Oh
But
yeah.
for the songs that we've actually worked on in the progress of this album, I guess it could be the last song, actually, There Is a Place for Me on Earth, because it
Oh
was
yeah.
there from like in the whole, like the I don't know how to say it, like the most important part of the writing, like the last few months, like this song was there since the first few writing sessions, but we always skipped it and said, yeah, let's do that later on, let's keep working on the other songs. And so that one was one we kind of dragged for a long, long time. And at the end, I'm super content with what we came up with.
That's good.
And there were so many changes. Like it was a completely different song at the beginning, to be fair. Like it changed the whole structure for at least two or three times.
God damn. All right. Well, glad you guys cracked the code on that one.
Oh yeah. Me as well, to be honest.
So how did the track list for your album come about? Did you guys write the opener be the opener, closer be a closer? Did you shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
Well, no, actually, like we wrote all of those songs and didn't have any clue where to put them in the album context. But it's kind of funny to me that we all barely had the same idea of the structure for the album, and we didn't discuss that much. It was actually only about which one's going to be the first one, because we had two fractions in the band. Like two of us were saying it's gonna be Let the Bone Be My Grave, and the other two were saying no, it has to be Crooked Mind. And it was kind of the last day where on which we could have decided this about this topic. And I was just like, okay, let's go with Let the Bond. I'm okay with that. So now we got three opinions for that, and we're good to go. Both are perfectly fine for opening tracks. It was just like some personal thing, I guess. But other than that, I do think that there were not that many discussions about the track list.
Yeah, I think
What do
we're
you say,
kind of,
Jeff?
yeah, we were kind of all on the same page. Like, for example, Don't Let It Trip Me, when we first had the idea for that song, we were all like, oh yeah, this can be a good closer to the album. And I still think it could be that, but like after working on the last track, on the title track, we thought, okay, maybe this is like a better way for us to close it. And everyone was like, yeah, that makes more sense, right? And I think that was actually pretty easy for us because while we didn't specifically speak about it, everyone was like, yeah, that I think the we're we think the same in this case. And it actually wasn't that hard for us to do because yeah, we're so deep in this process.
It sounds boring. Like we always say everything is straightforward, but actually, none of the progress was straightforward, man. Like everything was super confusing and wild. But it sounds like we're super structured. We probably are in some case, but
Well, when you get into like the nitty-gritty of like talking about a track list order, like how interesting can it really get? Like honestly. Like, unless you guys got in a boxing ring and fist fought, like it like really like it's just another day, you know, a couple texts back and forth.
I mean, in some topics we are nitty-gritty like that. I mean, we can get like stuck in the smallest detail that probably won't even matter in the in the end. But
But
somehow
no
we
one
get
ever is
stuck on
gonna
these.
hear the differences.
Yeah, those tiny little ones, yeah.
We were like thinking, okay, man, should we like put the snare on this point, or do you think like two hits are too much? And we get stuck on this like forever. But I think we've gotten better at that to just stick with what we've got, right? And sometimes there are just like happy accidents where we just put stuff together and with no idea at all, and then the other guy's like, oh, holy shit, yeah, that sounds great. And I think the best thing that we've learned in this process, I think, was committing to ideas, right? And be open to ideas, because we would talk about so many things on the first record, and with our second record we just went with the flow, right? And everyone was cool with that.
Oh yeah.
Great. So would you guys be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
For me, it's like pretty chaotic, to be honest. If you would ask the other guys, I'm pretty unorganized in terms like songwriting and appointments and stuff like that.
Especially
Because
appointments, yeah.
because I got so much ideas and stuff in my mind, but I have the bad habit of not writing them down, and so I forget half the stuff I tell the other guys, and I forget half the stuff they tell me. So while I'm writing, I'm pretty focused on the stuff, and I don't, care for like outside of other stuff because I'm like so deep into the process, and I just, want to finish stuff. But when that's done, I remember all the other stuff that I wanted to do and all the other stuff that I worked on. And while I got one thing finished, all the others like got left behind. So
Yeah.
that's actually pretty bad for me. I really work on that.
Maybe a little bit, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Well, for me, it's sometimes feels like I have a hard time to get into a topic and to get back out again. Like if I, for example, say like, okay, today is songwriting day, I'm just gonna get back from work or whatever and sit down and work on something like writing lyrics or recording vocals or whatever. And then something else comes to my mind and I was like, oh shit, you need to do that for tomorrow. Then that completely like fucks up the whole routine that I try to implement into this whole progress, right? Like you're thinking, oh, okay, I can't think of something like that right now. I need to close that thing that I'm working on right now before opening something new. And especially in the last few weeks within the writing progress, like I really had to be constantly working on the music, and I couldn't I did not have that much time for anything else, right? But you still got your duties, and that was kind of hard for me, especially in the last weeks with the final recordings and stuff, as I did them all or most of them at home. So it was kind of like, yeah, you got the duties, but you also have some other ones, and you kind of have to arrange everything that it works perfectly. And sometimes it did, sometimes it really did not.
Yeah,
So,
laser focus in.
yeah,
Yeah.
but it's good that we have deadlines because then we would still like work on the record and like
Yeah,
perfect
probably.
all the
Yeah.
tracks.
Please drive yourself insane.
Yeah.
So how do you guys recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should you do it in the car with friends, in the dark with headphones on? Is workout album, party album? What do you guys personally recommend?
Oh, good
Ooh.
question.
That's an interesting one, yeah.
I mean, for me
I
personally,
mean,
when I or you can go first. I know I have to think
no worries.
about it.
I mean, okay. I'm just gonna start. So, I'm a big fan of listening through a whole album from the front to the back, especially if they are meant to be listened to like that. And so, therefore, I really would advise the people to make it like sound like a journey to them, like to start from the first song and to go just to the back, to the very last song. But at the same time, like so many people told me that, for example, Crooked Mind is a banger song for doing workout. And to be fair, I'm not doing any workouts at all right now. Shame on me. But if I would do so, I would probably pick some of those songs, especially Crooked Mind or Flatlines, for doing workouts, or picking Don't Let It Hurt Me or There's a Place for Me on Earth to Cry Into Your Pillow. So I guess there are so many different aspects of the album that you could think of like in a different context.
Versatile.
So it's hard to decide, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the same goes for me. I like to listen to like a record from start to finish because, as an artist, you think about stuff like a track list and what track order works the best. And, I want to get fully immersed or see like the bigger picture that the artist had in mind for this, right? And so for me personally, I just like go on a walk like with my dog or like while I'm in the car, I'm just listening to everything front to back. And I think if I would recommend our album for someone else, I mean, just be somewhere comfortable. It can be in your car while you're driving to work, or you can put it on your playlist while you're working out. I mean, whatever makes you comfortable and is like a good environment to listen to you, I guess that's fine. It's nothing too complicated. I mean, some songs are gonna like push you, like Simon said, if you go working out, but yeah, just have fun with it.
Hell
Hell
yeah.
yeah.
Love it. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your heads. I want you guys to describe this album for new listeners in three words. Three words each, six total, no more, no less.
Okay, I'm gonna start off with emotional, super aggressive.
Okay.
Is that one word or is that two words?
Are we putting a hyphen?
Okay, I can make aggressive out of
Yeah.
that.
Okay, there we go.
It's okay. And the last one would be experimental.
All right.
I would add personal. You said energetic, right? I already forgot. I
Aggressive, but
think.
no.
Oh, aggressive. Okay, then I have then for me energetic, and what is it? Energetic, personal, and you said experimental. I'm gonna go with chaotic.
All
Okay.
right. All
Yeah.
right. So can you guys talk about any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this record, positive or negative?
Okay, one of the positive moments definitely was the last week that we spent together in on Iceland, in Iceland. I mean, it's an island, but it's a country. Like, what do you say? Whatever. That was super intense as well, especially the rough weather conditions and everything. But I really appreciated the time with the guys. And that's definitely one of the best moments of the whole process of the album. The first one
Yeah,
that I can think of.
I would agree because we used to live like so close to each other, but now we've moved like out of town to another city, and for like writing this album, it most the most things that we did were online, and we've only met like Simon and I. We've met up together to finish some songs, but like the other guys are like, for me, 1.5 or 2 hours away, so I don't get to drive there often to like talk to them in person. And I think I'm pretty happy with what we've created, but like seeing this come to life and then like meeting up with each other in Iceland and like finishing everything was like a pretty special experience for me as well, because it was like just it just felt like wrapping up everything like and doing it with the boys was a pretty nice experience for all of us, I think.
Fucking awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So for this question, I want you to picture you guys are on tour. You're at a gas station for a rest stop. You're going in. What is your snack of choice?
The first thing to mention is never let Jeff enter a snack shop because he's never gonna get out of that store for hours. So
Okay.
always when we're at the gas station, and the same was at on Iceland, we told him to stay in the car because we need to leave. Okay, that's just for that. But Jeff, go
Yeah, I love snacks. Hell yeah. You know,
Oh,
it's especially when we're like in like when we're not in Germany and we go into a gas station, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I need to check out some local sweets and stuff like that. And you know, I walk around the aisle like for 3 or 4 times and I'm like pretty picky to choose the right one because I think, oh, I don't know when I'll be back. I need to make a right decision. If I buy the wrong stuff, I mean, it's not gonna taste good. I'm gonna be so disappointed. And
exactly.
I could spend like half an hour in that, and the other guys were just like, oh man, we just wanted to get some like gas, but yeah. So
Yeah.
I would say anything that's like some chocolate, some cookies, that would be perfect for me. Like chocolate cookies, local stuff. That's hell yeah. That sounds good.
All right.
So for me, it would be definitely a bag of cheddar jalapeno Cheetos. And in the best case, if you get it, some root beer or some grape soda. But it depends on where you are on tour. Like in the States, it wouldn't be a problem. In Germany, sometimes it's hard to find some decent snacks like that.
Yeah.
So, But in a perfect world, this is the combination with which I would go, and I'm perfectly fine.
All right. And for the last couple of questions, we're going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Oh, I thought about this question so much, man.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Good.
I'm always thinking about random conversations in my head, and now there is actually one in the real world, and I don't know what to answer, man.
Happening right now.
I don't
You
know. Exactly.
think you thought you were prepared for this moment, and now
Yeah.
this moment's
I
here, and you're like, shit.
slipping, slipping.
I mean, a good lasagna, a really good
Okay.
lasagna would be nice,
All
yeah.
right.
And a fun drink. Let me think of a fun drink. I think like some kind of iced tea, like peach iced tea, something in that range would be nice, yeah.
All right.
I think that would be good.
I would say Taco Bell and let my stomach die first.
Okay.
Taco Bell.
With a
Yeah.
Baja Blast
No,
from the
no.
Taco Bell?
Well, to be fair, that was just the first thing that came to my mind. It's hard to tell, but like for my all-time favorite snacks, it's probably gonna be like a good pizza, some root beer as well.
Okay. All right. Sounds
Solid.
good.
Oh yeah. And if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
That's what my girlfriend asked me like 2 weeks ago or something. Man.
Remember what you said?
I mean, we've talked about living in a Pokemon world with having like Pokemons. That would be nice. But man, I know I said something specific. Man, I can't remember. Jesus. What do you think? Give me some time to think about the right answer.
So, sounds super fictional, but like just having a world without any conflict might be something cool to at least experience once. But if it has to be something, well, no, I guess I go with that answer.
Yeah,
That's
that's good.
fictional enough.
All right.
I'm really struggling here. I'm just gonna say Pokemon. I'm just gonna say Pokemon. I'm gonna say
Solid.
Pokemon. That's fine.
All right.
It sounds like everyone is like having a good time, having fun with your Pokemons.
All right. Sounds
I'm
good. And
good.
I've thought of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Ooh, mine one is easy. It's green.
Nice.
Oh, mine as well.
All right.
Oh,
Two
look at that.
greens.
Twinning.
Got it. So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you guys would like to plug?
Hell yeah. So we've talked about a record. It's coming up. It's like not more than 2 weeks. I think it's like a little bit over 1.5 weeks away. And we're pretty stoked for everyone to hear it. And we've also got a music video lined up that will be released a few days before the album drops. So definitely check that out. We've released the first teaser today on our Instagram if you want to check it out. There are some really good shots in super cold Iceland, and we can't wait for you to go for you guys to hear it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And go watch the video. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sounds guys. It's been Simon and Jeff from DeFocus, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.